Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports World. Christian Kaff from ESPN, West Palm here alongside Texas Tech head coach Joey McGuire. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. I love the jackets.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be beautiful here in Las Vegas. You think about all the cities in the world that they could have had media days. I know it was in Texas 3 years ago, and before then, back-to-back years here in Vegas. Pretty fun environment, no?
Yeah, our guys were really excited. You know, it puts you on a huge stage. I mean, what bigger than Vegas? You know, they played the Super Bowl here and had such a great turnout. Now you have the Big 12 media day here, so it was exciting to come to Vegas.
Texas Tech went well over a decade without a winning record in the Big 12. You show up, this is your third season going into 2024. You show up back-to-back bowl berths, back-to-back bowls, back-to-back Big 12 winning seasons. What are you doing right to really build up to this Texas Tech program to the potential I know it can be?
I think the biggest thing is we've had such buy-in from the players, you know, from day one. You know, it was one of the deals to where, you know, they really got behind us and they believed in what we're asking them to do. You know, we're not where we want to be. You know, I always say whenever you lift up a bowl trophy, if it's not the Big 12 championship trophy, it's not the national title, you know, you're not where you want to be. But it shows that we're going in the right direction. Now we just got to keep a quarterback healthy and play good defense, and we think good things can happen.
Exactly. And you mentioned it's really not where you want to be unless you raise one of those two trophies, if not both. What does successful season look like for Texas Tech, for the Red Raiders in 2024?
Being in the Big 12 championship game. You know, I think that's really important. I mean, it's. I would say two things. I think that we have to play in meaningful games in November, getting to that game. Not just meaningful games to get into a bowl, but meaningful games to get into that game. I think that's really important that we're there in November, and then it's really important we play that game.
This Big 12 has changed so much in the past several years. New teams coming over from the Pac-12 into the Big 12. What advice do you give for those coaches that are entering this league for the first time?
Yeah, I'm excited about those guys. You know, one I'm really excited about is Deion. I've known Deion for a long time. I actually coached his oldest son in high school, and so we're really close. When we've talked, I've told him, I said, you need to understand that every single week you're going to play a team that is very well coached, a team that can beat any team in this conference. There's no layups in this conference. This is a really tough conference from top to bottom.
It absolutely is. And with Deion Sanders, I'm glad you brought him up because he is just taken kind of the media sphere by storm. I know they started off the season hot last year. End of the season record was better than years past. Still not where Deion would have liked the program to be. Do you think that the introduction of Deion Sanders into Power 4 college football is going to make other coaches, maybe yourself, think about incorporating a little bit of flash, incorporating, or would that come off as maybe disingenuous and not authentic?
No, I think you got to be you. You know, I think it's one of those deals. You know, I was talking earlier to a couple of people. You know, I'm like always positive. I'm one of those people that, you know, I think any single week we can beat anybody in the country. And so I think, you know, if I'm trying to be something else, then my team, my players are going to feel that. And that's the one place that you can't feel to where it's not genuine. Your players around you have to feel that you really believe that. And I think that's one thing, you know, Deion, man, that's the thing with Deion, man. That's just who he is. And he does such a great job at it. But he believes it, you know, and he comes off as a genuine person. And he really is, man. I always tell everybody he's one of the best dads of the players I've ever been around. The way he treated me as a coach, but also what he demanded from his son.
And with these new teams, including Colorado, into the Big 12, as a college football fan, I know tough environments are difficult to coach in, let alone play in. where are you excited to travel to these next coming years where you may not have been able to the past 5 years?
Yeah, I'm excited to play in Arizona this year. You know, that's opened up Big 12 play on the road for us. We'll already have a couple of games under our belt, but man, they're dynamic. Never played there, so I'm really excited. You know, and then you fast forward, I'm excited to play at Utah. You know, never had, I've been to Salt Lake, been to the campus and everything like that, but never been able to play there. So I'm really excited about playing there.
Got a couple more minutes with you, so I want to play a little bit of a game here. I've got these prompts, and I want you to answer.
Okay.
The Big 12 coach that will most likely fit that prompt. You know, be easy once I give you the first question to follow along. So which Big 12 head coach is most likely to organize a bank heist? We're in Vegas, love the Ocean's movies. Which Big 12 head coach could you see organizing a team pull off the heist of the century?
I would say Willie Fritz. I think that's probably the outside of the box, but I mean, I think he's kind of one of those dudes that's a planner, that has a plan for everything he does. So I'm going to say Willie Fritz.
Willie Fritz into the bank heist. How about which Big 12 head coach is most likely to moonlight as a professional wrestler? Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, who is walking out to roast the crowd, maybe the heel, maybe they are the crowd favorite. Who's the professional wrestler?
Kalani. No doubt, man. Kalani. I think, you know, he would come out with some juice. And, yeah, Kalani.
Now, which Big 12 head coach would be most likely to get ejected from their kid's T-ball game? Maybe as a coach, maybe as a parent in the stands, but they get fired up for their kids.
He's not going to like this, but I would say Sonny. Yeah, I think he would be. I think he might be Sonny.
Okay. Which Big 12 head coach, to get more positive, is most likely to write a best-selling novel?
I would read Gundy's book, without a doubt. I think it would be really interesting. And man, the guy's just had success after success. Every time you think they're not going to win, they just win 8, 9, 10 games every year.
Can you believe he's been with that program for 20 years
now?
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
Incredible. And one more for you. In Las Vegas, you can give a no comment to this question. I'm going to let it off the hook here. Which Big 12 head coach is most likely to wake up tomorrow, face down, hotel room, tiger in the bathroom, like the start of the movie The Hangover?
Oh, man, I'm going to go no comment.
Great answer.
No comment. I was going to say me, but no comment.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on, and to give me a couple minutes, I appreciate that, and take care.
Thank you very much.